Space Pilot Hagen, sir.
Space Pilot John Lee.
And I'm Barry Hercules, Doc.
While trapped in the sea of trees, X-Bomber was attacked by the Imperial battlecruiser, led by its ruthless new commander. They escaped with their power shields badly damaged.
If only Captain Carter were here with us, then I'd feel so much better.
Never say die, kid.
That voice!
Thought I'd taught you never to give up.
It is Captain Carter. I know the voice. Let me see your face.
We didn't turn out quitters at the Academy. It's going to be okay.
Captain Carter, wait! It was just a dream.
Engine room's in bad shape, Doctor.
Yeah, real bad.
As I feared.
We'd better check out all the sublevels for damages. Looks pretty bad down there.
Sorry I'm late, sir.
Were you able to rest?
Oh, yes.
You're not looking too good, pal.
Lee, it's your turn now. Go and rest.
Thanks, PPA. I sure feel like a good rest. See you next year.
Doctor, the one we thought was Captain of the Skull.
What about him? You mean the captain who was in charge of the Imperial Alliance ship?
Yes. I don't know how to say this, but for some reason, I believe that he was our instructor, Captain Carter.
Yeah. I thought it was him as well. That voice sure was familiar. And tactics right out of the Academy.
Captain Carter defecting to the Alliance?
Doctor, a distress signal's being radioed. Lower quadrant, 2,000 militons.
Come on. Another Imperial Alliance trick.
Yeah, ignore it, Doctor. Besides, our repairs aren't finished yet. Forget it.
We can't. It still could be a real call for our help. We've got to go. You three better go in Dyax.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is PPA. Dyax ready for launching. I repeat, Dyax ready for launching.
Lee? Lee, wake up. Please wake up.
No thanks, babe. I got a cold. Gotta get some rest right now.
Lee? Come on, Lee. Dyax is about to launch.
That's nice. Real nice. Wish him well from me. So long.
Lee!
What?
Leg tracks, you will be late. Lee, what's happened? You're late.
Leg track is ready.
I am noting this tardy behavior. Dyax, cleared for launching.
Braincom, launching.
Main body, launching.
Leg track, launching.
Lee, where did that distress signal come from?
60 degrees, upper quadrant.
Well, let's go.
The atmosphere's like Earth. We could breathe down there.
That's just great. Means we don't have to wear those spacesuits.
Must have used this place for war games.
Looks like one big battlefield.
Please help me. Please. You must stop the war.
Tell us who you are. Where are you?
Help me. Quickly.
Lee, have you got a fix on it?
2 militons straight ahead.
Shiro, just look at that.
Gosh sakes!
Shiro, the distress call came from over there.
Okay, we'll land here.
open the door to the underground chamber. Help me, please. Quickly. Quickly, before it's too late.
Hercules, break the lock.
Sure, Charo.
Hey! Anybody there?
Please help me. Quickly.
This could be a trick.
If it is, they're asking for it.
Heads up, boys.
Yeah, that.
Easy. I can't take surprises.
No. Yeah. She's the one that sent the SOS. How'd she do that?
Don't ask me.
Hurry, guys. She needs help.
Come on.
Look out.
Let's move.
Yeah.
Please don't be afraid. It was us who received your distress signal. You did send it.
Yes, and who are you?
I'm Charo, part of the crew of X-Bomber from planet Earth.
I'm Hercules.
I'm Lee, and you're beautiful.
I am Keely, the princess of this planet. Please take me back to my palace, would you?
Are you all right?
Yes.
What's happened to your planet? Looks like you suffered through a terrible war.
The war has not ended yet.
But the war has ended.
No, not yet. You see... it was many years ago, the Imperial Alliance attacked us without warning. They killed my parents and left the embers of war on this planet.
This is Commander Makara, emissary for the Imperial Master.
By order of the Alliance, this planet of yours is conquered. If you resist, you will be crushed. But fight, and you will fight forever until the princess is rescued.
I was captured and imprisoned in the underground chamber. Since then, this planet, which had been very peaceful, has been turned into a battlefield. At night, they return and begin again. They fight endlessly. This planet must find peace again, somehow.
Well, it seems pretty peaceful now, doesn't it?
Sure. I can only see the remains of a war.
No. The tanks and fighters are just sleeping. They will awake soon and start fighting again. You see, I know they will.
But how can they? There's nothing but junk here.
That's right.
Hey, she ain't making much sense to me.
Look, we got company.
Where?
Let's move quickly.
You can't hide from us.
Come on, whenever you're ready.
I know who you are. Who is your commander?
That voice. That voice is Captain Carter. I'm sure of it.
Answer me.
I'm Shiro Hagen. What's your name?
My name? What's that to you, youngster? It won't make any difference to your life what my name is.
I know who you are, Captain Carter.
You know nothing about me. Our demand is simple. Hand over Lamia and terminate your search for the skull, or you'll die on this ghost planet.
You taught us to fight.
We're not scared of you. What do you want here? Tell us!
The protege turns on the teacher. We want the F-01. It's too late for you to realize its power. Now, what is your answer?
Shiro, we're kind of exposed here.
I give you 30 seconds.
We better take cover.
Lee, take the princess to the dungeon.
Shiro, you must beware of the sleeping tanks. They'll reactivate them.
That's not possible. Move it, Lee!
Please be careful.
Your time has run out, my brave young heroes. Tell me your answer.
Captain Carter, our answer is no. We won't give up Lamia or our search for the secret of F-01.
Laudable and suicidal.
Astrofighters, launch attack!
Here they come. Get ready.
Shiro, she's safe.
Good. Let's get back to the Dyax.
Right. Hey, what are these guys trying to do out there?
Yeah, why are they attacking those tanks?
Attack successful!
Good, recall Astrofighters.
Now, I hope you enjoy your little surprise.
I got a feeling something strange is happening.
Maybe the princess was right.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah. Hey guys, look over there.
Just like the princess said.
Feel like changing your minds, fellas? Enjoy yourselves.
You traitor!
Hercules, don't waste your fire.
Hey, here comes a big one. Yikes!
Let's go! Gotta get out of here. Get moving! All set? Let's go!
Okay.
Spread out!
Darn it!
Are you okay?
Shiro, Hercules is in trouble.
Okay, I've got him. Firing! Hercules, we'll dock.
Good thinking, pal.
Lee, Dyax Junction.
Right.
Lee, be careful. Main body having trouble.
Don't worry. Stand by, you guys. Hercules, I'll come to you. Hold your position.
Trying to hold best I can.
Nice job, Lee. Braincom docking now. Now, let's go. Right. Let's show him a few tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Firing cannon laser.
Gyro ahead of you.
Got it.
Gyro, two fighters on the left.
Okay. Hercules, Lee, we'll have to fight on land.
Great, I'm putting my gloves on.
You asked for it.
Too weird.
Yeah, Hercules, hit that rock on the right.
You bet.
Right cross.
Hercules, position Dyak's torpedoes.
Right.
Firing!
Thank you, brave soldiers of the Earth.
Princess.
There will be no more wars on this planet. Flowers will bloom again. And one day a new life will emerge from these ashes. And now, I can go to sleep in peace.
What does she mean? Hey, Princess!
Farewell, my brave soldiers.
Never really there.
Yeah, how about that?
I can't help feeling a kind of emptiness. Peace returns to a planet, and no one alive to enjoy it.
Well, like the lady said, out of the ashes, flowers will bloom, and new life will grow. Mark this up as another atrocity for the Imperial Alliance.
I just can't comprehend Captain Carter joining them. There must be a reason. Hercules, Lee, let's go back.
I'm with you.
Hey, Lee, did you hear me?
Something tells me our leg's gone to sleep.
What is it? We attacking again?
No, we're going back. Time for chocolate cookies.
Chocolate cookies? Oh, boy.
X-Bomber. This is Shiro. Do you copy?
Loud and clear.
We have completed our task on this planet. Returning to ship.
Good work, boys.
The endless wars imposed by the Imperial Alliance on Princess Keeley's planet are over. Dyax returns to X-Bomber, and the search for F-01 goes on. Captain Carter, brainwashed by Commander Makara, attempts to destroy X-Bomber from within. Shiro Hagen is determined to confront his former tutor in single combat. There can only be one survivor. Who will he be? Don't miss the next episode of Starfleet.